I think the first priority is in relation to peace. Peace is the most dramatic problem we are facing. The lack of peace is the most dramatic problem we are facing in today's world. We have seen a multiplication of new conflicts. Old conflicts never die. Look at Somalia or Afghanistan or Democratic Republic of Congo. And the world has changed. There is a feeling of impunity and predictability. The international community has lost much of its capacity to prevent conflicts and to solve them. And so a surge in the diplomacy for peace would be my priority. I know that that depends a lot on member states, that the Secretary General has a limited capacity, but acting as a convener, as a catalyst, an honest broker, I hope it will be possible to bring more and more member states together and understand that in today's world, the wars we are having became so nasty. The suffering of people is so terrible. But worse than that, the impact of those wars in our collective security became so dangerous that indeed it's high time for all those that are involved in the conflict or have an influence on the parties of the conflict, it's high time to come together and understand that the common interest for global security is much more important than the eventual divisions that might exist among them.
So you believe peace or the lack of peace is the main reason behind most of the world crisis today, refugees, financial, armed conflict, terrorism?
It is clear that all this is interlinked, and it is clear that a surge in the diplomacy for peace is the best way to at the same time help us limit human suffering in all dimensions. And the refugee dimension is, of course, one of the most dramatic ones.
When you think about your new job, what are the main worries or challenges that come into your mind?
I think that the main challenge at the present moment is to make sure that we are more effective in relation to the diplomacy for peace that I mentioned. But there are huge challenges in relation to the reform of the organization to make it more effective and more able to deliver in relation to the people we care for all over the world. And there are challenges to make sure that those important achievements that were possible in the recent past, and thanks largely to the initiative of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, namely the Agenda 2030 and the climate change agreements, to make sure that those landmark decisions are effectively implemented, have an effective follow-up, that also represents a huge challenge. And then all the question of making sure that human rights are assumed as a common responsibility of mankind and of all member states.
For the first time in the process of selecting a UN Secretary General, we have seen several female candidates step forward and be considered. I'd like to ask about your thoughts on the role of women in senior positions.
First of all, I fully recognize the symbolic value of having a woman as Secretary General of the United Nations or as head of state in any country around the world. But there's nothing I can do about it. I am not a woman, I'm sorry. What I can do is to make sure that for the organization, first of all, in everything we do around the world, the empowerment and the protection of women and girls is a central priority. And second, that we work inside the organization to reach parity between men and women at all levels in the nearest possible future. So I cannot do anything about my gender, but I can have a very strong commitment to gender equality in everything related to the United Nations.
So would you consider having a woman as your USG?
I think it's an absolute necessity. I mean, parity means that if the Secretary General is a woman, the Deputy Secretary General should be a man, and if the Secretary General is a man, the Deputy Secretary General should be a woman.
My next question, you were the High Commissioner for Refugees for over 10 years. How you will use your expertise in this area in your new capacity as Secretary General to address the needs of refugees and migrants?
I have to say that I was very worried in the recent past to see a serious deterioration of refugee protection in the world. And such high levels of hostility with populist and xenophobic approaches in relation to migration in many parts of the world. I hope that the recent summit that happened in relation to refugees and migration would help change this trend, and I will do everything I can to reverse this trend, for refugee protection to be assumed as a global responsibility, as it is. And it's not only the refugee convention. I mean, it's deeply rooted in all cultures, in all religions, everywhere in the world. I mean, you see in Islam, you see in Christianity, you see in Africa, in different other religions, in Buddhism and Hinduism, there is a strong commitment to refugee protection. So to make sure that countries are able to respect not only international law, but to assume their full solidarity with those in need of protection that are fleeing those horrible conflicts we are witnessing will be, of course, a priority. And also to look into migration from a humane point of view and recognizing that migration is part of the solution of the global problems. It only needs to be effectively regulated. It only needs to be based on the cooperation among states, not to have people dying and at the same time those smugglers and traffickers prospering, those criminal gangs prospering, because there is no effective cooperation among countries of origin, countries of transit, countries of destination, and migration is not considered as one of the natural elements in which the world solves its problems.
The job of the UN Secretary General has been described or accepted by many people as an impossible job. Now, how are you going to turn the impossible into the possible?
I do my best. That's the only thing I can tell. I'll put everything I have in my capacity at the service of the noble cause and the noble values of the UN and the UN Charter.